Wednesday, February the 8th, 2006, Tips from the Top Floor, show number 94.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, we'll take a closer look at three different pieces of noise reduction software. We'll talk about the Cruise and... Scott?
Yeah?
What did you do that for?
You and your Cruise. Cruise here, Cruise there. There hasn't been a single show over the last month where you didn't say something about it. Come on, man, give it a break.
So you mean I shouldn't talk about the Cruise as much?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we will not talk about the Cruise then. Anything else you want to add, Scott?
Yeah? Today's Tips from the Top Floor is 100% Cruise-free.
Okay.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Welcome to today's Tips from the Top Floor with the long-awaited review of noise reduction software. I've taken a closer look at the two best-known products, Noise Ninja by Picture Code and Neat Image by AB Soft. And for good measure, I've also thrown in the noise reduction tool that comes with Photoshop CS2. But before we get started, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's Tips from the Top Floor is brought to you by the 2006 National Photo Awards, a photo contest that is open to national and international entries with a $700 cash prize to be awarded to the February winner. To find out more, go to www.nationalphotoawards.com. And now, into the review. When it comes to image noise reduction, there seems to be a constant fight between two camps. One side uses Neat Image and swears by it, and the others are the Noise Ninja fans. So I thought, why not test the two of them and give you my take on what's best for which purpose. In addition, I've included the Photoshop CS2 noise reduction feature, which also gave some good results. But first, let's answer the question why we need noise reduction at all. Well, if you listen to Tips from the Top Floor number 89, you'll remember that it's hard to avoid noise in digital pictures, especially when shooting with a camera that has a very small sensor. And typically that's true for most digital point-and-shoot cameras, or when shooting at higher ISO settings. So let's look at the two big products here. Neat Image Pro Plus Edition is the one that I test on this show. It comes as a Windows and Mac version. It supports 16-bit images. It comes as a standalone version and it is available as a Photoshop plugin. And the Noise Ninja Pro version comes as a Windows and macOS version. It supports 16-bit images. It comes as a standalone version and also as a Photoshop plugin. Now let's take a quick look at the standalone versions first. Neat Image presents you with a clean interface that is very task-oriented and uses tabs in order to guide you through the process. First you open the image, and Neat Image will open JPEG, TIFF and bitmap files. Then you create a noise profile for the image or use a camera-specific profile if you have one. You can create the noise profile from the current image by pressing the Auto Profile button, in which case Neat Image will choose a uniform part of your image and analyze the noise in that area. Or you can choose the area that you want Neat Image to sample the noise from. You can also download ready-made noise profiles for many different camera types from the Neat Image website. Another way to create a noise profile is to take pictures of a test chart at different ISO levels of your camera and feed the results back to the program. But using Auto Profile seems to do the job quite well in most cases. On the next tab, you can then preview the noise reduction by dragging a rectangle over your image that will show you the noise reduction result. This way it is easy to compare between the original and the filtered version. Previewing noise reduction is best done at 100% magnification, and you can see your image at full size by clicking on the percentage number above the image preview. In addition to the image preview, this tab is also the place to tweak the noise reduction parameters, such as the amount of noise reduction for either the luminance channel, that's where the brightness values of your image are stored, or the chrominance channel, which is the color information. The settings that are determined during the auto profile are usually quite okay though, and I managed to get good results with the defaults most of the time. If you want more control over the parameters, you can switch Neat Image from standard mode to an advanced mode, which will reveal all sorts of sliders and review methods that will allow you to tweak the noise levels in different frequencies, and that'll even allow you to review the luminance and chrominance channels independently at different frequencies. Loads of possibilities to tweak things, but if you go to the advanced mode, you better know what you do. In general, the standard parameters worked pretty well for me. In addition to allowing you to tweak the noise reduction parameters, you can also dial in some luminance sharpening that will help make up for any loss in sharpness that the noise reduction might have introduced. And if you're finished getting your settings right, you can click the Output Image tab, press the Apply button, and save your cleaned up image. Or you can tell Neat Image to auto-save the image once you apply the noise reduction. And the available output formats are JPEG, TIFF, and Bitmap. Now let's look at the standalone version of Noise Ninja by PictureCode. On startup, the user interface looks more modern, but basically the process to get to your result is almost the same. Noise Ninja opens JPEG or TIFF files, and you can either create a profile from the existing image by clicking the Profile Image button, you can use pre-made camera profiles that you download from the PictureCode website, or you can also create your own noise profile based on a test chart. If you use the existing image for profiling, Noise Ninja will analyze multiple areas in your image as opposed to Neat Image, which will only sample one area. If that's good or bad, or if it makes any difference, I don't know. The overall noise reduction results are very similar. Noise Ninja will also allow you to apply sharpening to your result, and there's a checkbox that lets you switch to a more advanced mode with more controls to play with. And again, going to the advanced controls means that you better know what you do if you want to use those. One of the features that I really like about Noise Ninja is called the Noise Brush, and here's what it does. Sometimes the noise reduction you chose works fine for most of the image, but there might be parts of the image that you either don't want to noise reduce or where you want less noise reduction applied. The Noise Brush lets you undo or reduce the amount of noise reduction in specific areas of the image by simply painting over them. Noise Ninja also allows you to have multiple images open at the same time or with their individual noise reduction settings, whereas in Neat Image you can only have one image open at a time. Once you've finished, Noise Ninja lets you save your images in JPEG and TIFF format. But let's head over to Photoshop and check out the plugin versions of the programs. To be honest, not much of a difference there. The interface and the workflow are basically the same as in the standalone versions, but of course, you now don't have any limitation as to what file formats the tools will work on. Whatever image you can open in Photoshop, you can also noise reduce. And the plugins will also work on individual layers, so you have all the freedom to integrate them into your existing workflow. But I promised to also take a look at the noise reduction tool that comes with Photoshop CS2, so let's have a closer look. The biggest difference that you'll notice right away is that there is no need to profile your image. When you open the tool that you can find under Filter, Noise, Reduce Noise, you are presented with a preview window and a basic set of controls to set the strength of the noise reduction, the amount of detail to be preserved, the amount of color noise reduction, and the level of sharpening. Switching to the advanced mode will enable you to look at the noise in individual color channels and set the noise reduction amount per channel. The question is, can the Photoshop CS2 built-in noise reduction tool hold up to Noise Ninja and Neat Image? Not in all cases. It'll do a pretty good job for images that don't have a too high amount of noise, but for the really tough cases, such as pictures taken with your mobile phone at night, you will see better results with the other tools. And here's my overall verdict. Both Noise Ninja and Neat Image do a really good job fighting even the toughest noise in pictures. Of course, you cannot expect miracles if a picture consists of more noise than picture, but the tests that I ran included some real tough ones, and with both programs I was able to get good and very similar results. What I particularly like about Noise Ninja is the Noise Brush tool that lets you selectively take back on the noise reduction without having to use layers, and the fact that it is the fastest of the three programs. Neat Image can shine with the fact that it allows for a lot of control over your noise reduction parameters, probably more than most of us will ever need. And about the Photoshop noise reduction, I like that it comes built into Photoshop CS2 at no additional charge, and that it'll already cover a lot of your basic noise reduction needs right out of the box. And by the way, if you wonder why I didn't post any comparison images, I think that they wouldn't allow for a valid comparison between the three tools. It really depends on the individual images and, last but not least, on your own taste. And with the amount of settings that you can tweak in both Neat Image and Noise Ninja, a comparison is very hard. You can find the links to both websites in today's show notes, and I highly suggest that you go there, download the trial versions, and do some tests yourself. And here's three last tips from the top floor around noise reduction. First, reducing noise is a destructive process that will alter the information in an image, and depending on what you want to do with your image during your workflow, it might be a good idea to wait until later in the process before you apply noise reduction. Second, many images actually benefit of noise. Noise is for digital photography what grain is for analog photography, and our eyes are used to noise in high ISO images. I would even go as far as to say that for a certain type of image we actually expect noise. So make sure that you don't overdo the noise reduction. For some images I will actually add artificial noise in order to change its mood. And third, if you are planning to use an image on the web and do a big amount of downsizing, noise reduction might not even be necessary. Reducing the size of an image also means reducing the size of the noise, and in many cases, the noise in a 4000 pixel image will simply disappear when it's resized to a width of 500 pixels. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in again on Friday. And thanks again to our sponsor for supporting the show. Go and check out the National Photo Awards website. My name's Chris Mockward. This is Tips from the Top Floor. Talk to you again on Friday. And happy shooting. I remember that I told you there'd be sunshine after rain. Remember that you said it ain't as easy as it seems. Makes it